Hello and welcome to a special segment we like to call Adventure Awaits. I'm Jacob Gervich.
And I'm Shafiq Hassan. Let's get right to it. I'm sure almost nobody enjoys their morning commute. It feels like there's something wrong with every day. Car troubles, traffic, construction, transit delays, weather, crackers on the train, you name it. The list of things that could go wrong goes on and on and on.
However, there is an upside to this. Some pretty insane stories can come out of a morning commute. So, that being said, let's take a listen to this group of students' intriguing adventures to school. Shafiq, take it away.
Sure, for sure, Jacob. Our next story is about a traumatic drive to school during the first snowfall. Rude drivers, slippery roads, and terrible traffic, you name it. She faced it on this drive. We've all been there before. Here is Mohana Holloway with the scariest story about getting to school.
My commute to school today was awful, absolutely awful. The first snowfall of the season was today. And by the way, can we just talk about how the first snowfall was in September? Freaking September. The first snowfall equals terrible driving. There are people driving as if it's the middle of June. Like, come on people, wherever you need to be, it's not that important. People were going 100 down roads with a speed limit of 60. And then you have me in my Kia with my summer tires on, scared to death. All I wanted was to get to school alive. It would be a bonus if I got there on time. And then you have people who go way too slow. I mean way too slow. Seriously people, the speed limit is 60 and you're going 20? Let's pick up the pace. The traffic was terrible, the roads were terrible. I mean you couldn't even see the lines on the road. I barely got to school on time and I had to run to class. And I hate running. I will never know why the first snowfall turns drivers into absolute morons. Let's get it together, people. Drive safe and reasonably. It's really not that hard.
Summer tires in winter weather, Mohana. I can relate. Now for our next story. A long commute in the winter is already bad when you factor in heavy snow falling, and freezing weather makes it for an absolutely grueling commute. However, the painfully cold winds are the worst. Talia Monette ventures into the winter weather as she faces the consequences of taking public transit.
It's so cold, it's practically a winter blizzard outside. And of course, the forecast calls for snow all day. I made sure to dress super warm before I left the house, but knowing me, I'll still be cold. The roads are super backed up because of how icy it is. On a normal day, it's like a 20-minute car ride to Heritage, but today, it's feeling like hours. Finally, I arrive at the bus, but where is it? Of all days, the bus would be late today. I'm stuck in the freezing cold, and even though I bundled up, I feel like a block of ice. It's snowing so hard, I can't even see across the sidewalk. After waiting forever, the bus pulls up to the stop. There's so many people, it feels like a can of sardines. The longer I'm on this bus, though, the more I warm up. Okay, with all these layers on, now I'm feeling pretty hot. How is that even possible?
Everybody knows how cold it gets here in Calgary. Well, maybe not everybody, especially if you're from BC. The cold weather can come as a shock. Here is Siler Hacker's take on braving the freezing weather of October.
What was going through my head when I picked my courses? They all start so early. 7 a.m. sharp, James Brown, get up off that thing, enters my ear. My mind wants to sleep, but I told my mom I wouldn't skip class. A mental wrestling match kicks off in my head between falling back asleep or going to be a productive member of society. After my cup of coffee, I debate on whether or not I need to shower. Personal hygiene is getting lower on my list of things to do. I made a tough decision and decided that I did in fact need to shower, instead of watching Dr. Phil. After my shower, I got dressed, which is always like playing body odor roulette. As I walked down the stairs, I mumbled a warm weather prayer. I put my shoes on, opened the door. Shit. I stood in the doorway for a good 10 seconds, debating on selling everything and moving to California to become a drug dealer. I took my first step in the crunchy snow. One thought kept repeating in my head. I want to go back to BC.
Silas, I can definitely relate to that winter rush in your face when you open the door in the morning here in Calgary. Now we have our first call-in guest today. We have Garrett. We have Garrett here. How's it going today, Garrett?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
So, just want to know, what time do you leave for wherever you're going, and also where are you right now, and how long is your typical commute?
I usually take off for the bus at around 10 to 7, and I try to get there for 7 so I can get a nice warm seat on the back. I'm at school right now, so it took me about an hour to get here. Showed up at around 8. Not your ideal commute, I'd say. An hour is pretty long, I'd say. So,
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. An hour is a long time to get from where you live and then where you go. Does that hour include walking as well, or just the bus ride?
Well, I drive to the bus stop, so it's just about a 10-minute park and then ride. And then an hour just comes from 7 o'clock to the bus, 8 o'clock.
Wow, yeah, it's long. Got you. What is your favorite part of the winter commute, and what is your least favorite part?
I am not a big winter guy at all, so winter sucks. I can't stand the winter commute. Mm. So my least favorite thing would probably be that winter's already here, and I just can't wait for summer to come back rolling around.
Yeah, got you with that. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And on the bus, do you usually talk to anyone, or is pretty much everybody in their own world, headphones on?
On the way there, I'm like a zombie, man. Like, I'm so tired, so I usually just try and listen to music or fall asleep. On the way home, I might watch a movie or something like that. People just kind of stay to themselves on the bus, I find.
Mm-hmm. And are there any interesting stories on the bus, any really weird stories, or is it pretty much, for the most part, a nice and easy ride?
It depends on which route I take. I've taken the downtown route a couple times, and you see some pretty interesting characters down there, I'd like to say. And then, I don't know, I ran into a few buddies on the bus, which is kind of interesting, but that's about it.
Nice. Well, Garrett, thank you so much for joining us today. Have an awesome day, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
So now I'm going to pass you over to Shafiq. He has our next guest in studio.
Thank you, Jacob. It's a pleasure to have Amelia with us in studio today. How are you doing, Amelia?
I'm good, thank you.
No problem. First off, I was wondering, how was your trip to school today?
Long, as it usually is.
I see. It sure sounds like an adventure. I can totally relate to you. It takes me like in about an hour to get here. Speaking of how you get here, how do you get here?
Yeah, it's a train and a bus. I think we, you, me, and Garrett, we all come from like the same area.
Right. Yeah, sounds like we all do. And it does take us roughly about an hour. So it's a train and the bus. Right, so it is evident that winter is upon us. As we can see outside, the flurries are coming down quick.
Unfortunately.
Right. Speaking of the flurries, do you have any plans this winter? Any getaways, any trips that you're thinking about, any adventures?
I'm planning on going skating at the Olympic Oval at some point, but other than that, not much.
I see. That's awesome to hear. Speaking of skating, I'm also planning on going to Lake Louise, hitting the ODR. I'm a big hockey guy myself, so looking forward to doing that. Lastly, I was wondering if you have any outerwear recommendations. I'm assuming that you are excited for this winter. Any outerwear recommendations for listeners today?
I hate winter most of the time, so my suggestion is getting snow pants, actually. I mean, I know you kind of look like a kindergartner with them on, but they actually keep your legs warm, which is something I think we desperately need here with wind chill, so...
Right, that is a great point that no one has brought up. I'll definitely consider that. I hope our listeners consider that as well. Lastly, just wanted to thank you for being here with us today. It was a pleasure interviewing you. We look forward to having you here soon.
Thank you for having me.
As you know, some days a commute can be easy, but some days your trip to school can be crazy, busy, hectic, unexpected, you name it. Maybe you can relate to one of the stories, or maybe you have an insane story of your own. For Shafiq, I'm Jacob Gervich. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.